Hello, this is Dr. Tracy Marks, and welcome to my personal development podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2009. It's the day before Thanksgiving, the day before we feast and also show our thankfulness. Today's topic is improve your health with meditation. The most common image of meditation is one of a monk in a religious experience. However, meditation is actually a practice that anyone can do to improve mind function and overall health. Meditation has been proven to reduce stress levels, and it can even help with conditions such as high blood pressure. Once you've become more calm and peaceful through meditation, your life will open up to more opportunities and you'll find it easier to make healthy choices. So what exactly is meditation? Meditation is a way of clearing and/or focusing the mind. Once you've gotten into a habit of meditating often, you'll discover that it's easier than you think. The difficulty with meditation is that most people don't know how to do it, and many clinicians don't know how to teach people how to do it. I'll speak to this point later. So what does it look like to meditate? The stereotypical position is to sit in a cross-legged position, but this isn't mandatory. You could sit up in a chair with a good posture. If you slouch, you're more likely to get tired and feel like falling asleep. To get started, find a quiet place and get comfortable. Then start taking deep breaths in and out. Pay attention to your breath. You want the breaths to come from the lower part of your chest where your diaphragm is located. We call this belly breathing. You should feel your abdominal muscles expand in and out. In contrast, huffing and puffing through your throat is not relaxing and can result in worse anxiety due to hyperventilation and inadequate oxygenation. That is, when you huff and puff through your throat, you're not filling your lungs with oxygen. Because of this, you have to breathe faster, and fast breathing revs up your nervous system. The other part of meditation involves your mind. So how do you clear your mind? This is tough. Most people, busy, stressed people, cannot think about nothing. In fact, without serious meditation training, it's hard to have your mind be void of any thoughts because our minds are always processing. So an alternative is to focus your thoughts on something relaxing or neutral. What would be neutral? Well, let's look at an example. A swimmer who is stressed about finances, say, may sit in a chair and take some deep breaths in and out, then picture himself going through the ritual of preparing for a competition. The swimmer could imagine himself putting the shaving cream on his legs, using the razor, putting on his Speedos, adjusting his goggles, adjusting his swim cap, etc. For an active swimmer, these activities would be mundane, routine actions that he does almost on autopilot. But focusing on these activities can serve to distract him from the things that are anxiety-provoking, such as finances or relationship problems. So the idea is to clear your mind of the stressful thoughts and fill it with neutral or relaxing thoughts. This will get easier with frequent practice. So when you practice this often, you can bring a calm, stress-free demeanor to your everyday life. So that's how you meditate. Let's talk a little bit about how stress affects the body. When you feel stressed, you put your body into overdrive. When you're overworked, you're more open to various diseases and disorders. Now, not all stress is bad. After all, you need to have the hormonal adrenaline rush and increased breathing and heart rate in order to escape a threatening situation. The key is how you're able to handle these threats. By always having your mind on past or future stressors, you keep your mind and body in a stressful state, even when you aren't enduring a stressful situation in the present. This is exactly why it's important to give your body a much-needed break from all the stress. When you learn to meditate often, You're giving your body the energy and rest it needs to stave off exhaustion and disease. The absence of overwhelming stress improves your health in many ways. You'll likely enjoy lower blood pressure and a strengthened immune system. Stress can also lead to mental disorders, so when you strive to be stress-free, you'll help keep anxiety and depression away as well. Meditation is the ultimate exercise for a healthy mind and body. You'll feel refreshed and rejuvenated once you've given it a try. If you want to start meditating, you still don't feel comfortable with how to do it, you can visit my website at markspsychiatry.com/products. I'll spell that. M-A-R-K-S, M as in man, or Marks, and then the word psychiatry, psychiatry.com/products. P as in Paul, R-O-D as in dog, U-C-T-S. And this is where I have some audio CDs. These CDs contain tracks that have guided imagery that you can just sit back and follow. The guided imagery is similar to the swimming example that I gave you, but with the guidance of someone walking you through the scene. In my relaxation CD, there are a couple tracks with breathing exercises as well. So all you have to do is listen and follow. But of course, these aren't the only products on the market. There are many commercially available meditation CDs of all different styles and all different genres. So that is it for today. If you are listening to this podcast on the day that it was produced, have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Enjoy your Thanksgiving meal. Try not to hurt yourself too much with the food. And good luck weighing the same thing on Monday that you weighed on today. Have a wonderful holiday. See you next week.